faster， 我们唱一点，
快一点啊，不要太慢，
不然的话我们又睡觉 ，and then we'll all fall asleep 啊。Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind.And now I see 如此恩典是我敬畏是我心的安慰初心只是是蒙恩惠真是好的宝贵 Through many dangers toys and snares I have already come. Disgrace that brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me home. 将来再见，安居满殿。恩光如日普照，好像最初蒙恩金光，赞美永不减少。Many times I always wonder, 很多时候我很奇怪啊 ,why me? 为什么是我 ?But I know that God has a plan, 我知道神有一个计划。He picked me, 他拣选了我们。And since he picked me, 既然他拣选了我 ,hey, just let me do it with all my might. 既然他拣选了我让我用过全新的力量来做好我们下一首诗是很感谢神啊我们剪的原来我们原来我不知道我们是中英文在一起 Originally I didn't realize that we are having Chinese and English together But praise the Lord 但是赞美神 All the songs that we pick 我们拣选的所有的歌都有中英文And they all have English and Chinese. All right. Let us sing this together. And then I'll start with English and then Chinese, English, Chinese, English, Chinese, okay? 我们就是用这个英文中文英文中文一开始啊。Okay, 我们来。On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I loved that old cross where the dearest and best for the world of lost sinners was So I'll cherish thee, O rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down.
I will claim to thee, O rugged cross, and exchange it for thy fallen cross. 主宝贵十字架，来世人说今世，如我却是真神仁慈，神爱子基督受你天堂中荣华，甘愿为人背此苦家，故我爱高举十字架，直到在主台前见主面，我一生要背负十字架，此时家可万共一冠冕。In the old rugged cross, stained with blood so divine, a wondrous beauty I see. For 'twas on that old cross Jesus suffered and died to pardon and sanctify me. So I'll cherish thee, O rugged cross, till my trophies at last I lay down. I will claim to thee, O rugged cross, and exchange it someday for a crown. 故我乐意背负荣耀十字宝架，甘愿受人轻视辱骂，他日救主再临，迎接我升天庭，将永远享受人天家。故我爱高举十字架，直到在主台前见主面，我一生要背此十字架，此十字架可万共一冠冕。
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, 感谢神，感谢神，他的十字架救了我们， His cross saved us. I remember years ago, 我记得很久，很多年前， when this song first came out, 当这一首歌刚刚出来的时候， we would like to listen to it like 10 times a day, 我们每一天流行听这个歌十次二十次， many many times. And let us sing this song from our heart. 我们从我们心里面一起来唱这首歌。And I always start with English. 我会用英语。And then I'll sing it in Chinese. 然后用中文。
As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longed after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You are strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Son,啊，我的心切慕你如露，切莫细碎，唯有你是我心所爱，我可无来敬拜你。你是我的力量盾牌，我灵胆大降服于你。唯有你是我心所爱，我何无来敬拜你。
我先给one more time，我再唱一次。
As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longed after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.神啊，我的心切慕你如露，切莫细碎，唯有你是我心所爱，我可无来敬拜你。你是我的力量盾牌，我灵胆大降服于你。唯有你是我心所爱，我可无来敬拜你。
Praise the Lord, He gave us His words. 感谢神，他把他的话语给我们。Lord, help me to always desire Your words. 神啊，帮助我，常常渴慕你的话语。Lord, not only desire, 不只是渴慕，渴慕。Help me to do it, 帮助我去履行你的教导。Lord, we thank you very much. 谢谢神，我们感谢你。And the next song, 下一首歌 the, on the Chinese side, we have sang this for many times, 在我们的我们中文崇拜，我们中文的聚会里面，我们唱了很多很多次。But, I don't think you have sang it in the English side. 我相信你们没有唱过在英语唱英语组里面唱。And I'm not that familiar with the English. 我对那个英文不是很熟。But I will sing this song about, you know, a few times. 我们唱几次。And then, I'll always use English. 我会用英语。And for the Chinese congregation, 我们中文的兄弟们 ，You should just sing your heart out. 你应该唱，从你心里面唱这首歌。 And since I'm not that familiar with the English, 我的那个英文不是这样熟。Please pardon me if I make boo-boos. 请你原谅我，我唱错了啊。Okay, let's have the pianist play, and then we'll sing and just play the intro.
Desire your passion and presence. Father, pour down your mercy and power. That renew us and are great. Father, love and serve your church.Revival fire for renew my old life. Revival fire for consume us with your flame. Revive my first love, Lord.
Verse one.
Lord, we have in thee your glory.We desire your passion and presence. Father, pour down your mercy and power. Oh, renew us, then with grace. Revival fire, flow and purify your church.Revival fire for renew my old life. Revival fire for consume us with your flame. Come revive my first love, Lord.
And since we have sang it twice, 我们已经唱了两次。Let's read the words together. 我们一起来念我们的字。And I have the English congregation read it first. 我请英文的先念。Let's read it.
Lord, we have longing to see your glory. Sigh your passion and presence. Father, pour down your mercy and power. Oh, renew us once again with grace.Revival fire fall and purify your church. Revival fire fall, renew my old life. Revival fire fall, consume us with your flame. Come, revive my first love, Lord.
我们请中文的弟兄一起来背。一二三，我们渴望见你的荣耀，渴望福信降临我们中间。父啊，求你怜悯抚恤这地，再一次赐下更深的恩典，福星的火降下，训练你的教会，福星的火降下，更新我的生命，福星的话降下，燃烧你的百姓，福星我起初的爱。
Since we have read this, 我们已经刚刚念过这个。Do you mean it?
你是 How should I say it in Chinese? Huh? 我们念了有没有意思是不是我们再来一我们再来唱两次
And when we sing it Let's mean it Okay 当我们再唱的时候我们要唱是这个是我们的意愿不是只是唱是口中的话 OK 我们再来一次英文
Lord we have longing see your glory We desire your passion compassion and presence. Father, pour down your mercy and power. Oh, renew us once again, Lord. Revival fire and purify your church. Revival fire shall renew my old life. Revival fire, consume us with your flame. Come revive my first love. The joy indeed the 荣耀，渴望复兴降临我们中间。主啊，求你怜悯苦逼的，再一次施加慈恩典，复兴的火降下点你的教会，复兴的火降下珍惜我生命，复兴的火降下燃烧你的百姓，复兴我起初的爱。
我们一起站起来 ，Let us stand up and sing this one more time， 唱一次。English，
revival fire。
Sorry。I mean the just the chorus. 我唱两次 ，OK?
Revival fire for and purify your church. Revival fire for renew my old life. Revival fire consume us.With your flame, come revive my first love, Lord.
中文，
复兴的火降下，点燃你的教会。复兴的火降下，更新我生命。复兴的火降下，燃烧你的百姓。复兴我起初的
Repeat the last line
复兴我起初的爱
Revive us Lord 复兴我们
感谢神请坐 Please sit down 我们把时间交给我们的讲员我要give the following time to our speaker.
Do we have to introduce him? 我们要介绍他？
不用啊。Okay. All right. It's yours.
It's okay.
That's yours, man.
It's good. Is this okay to already move it closer?
John, this is okay.
Sure.
Oh, need a clue? 可以听得到吗？
Okay, can you hear me? 听到吗？
听到吗？
Oh, for those of you who don't know me, I don't speak Chinese. So if you come up to me and speak Chinese, I'll say 我不会讲国语 and that's how the conversation will go. My name is Theo. I'm a one of the pastors at CFC Berkeley.
我叫Theo. 我是在这个 CFC Berkeley 的一个传道人。
So I work with some of the smartest college students in our state.
所以我所带领的呢是最聪明的学生。
If you didn't know.It's very hard to get into UC Berkeley as an Asian American.
你们知道以亚裔来讲很难进入那个伯克莱大学。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because the UC wants money.
因为 UC 他们要钱。
So they'll always prefer out of state or international.
所以他们喜欢招外州或是外国的学生。
Or just if you're not Asian.
或者是你不是亚裔。
So the kids that I work with,All Chinese American kids are the smartest.
所以我带领的这些学生呢是非常聪明的。
But you know what I noticed about them?
但是你知道我注意到什么吗？
Besides all being Chinese American, they all have one thing in common.
除了他们是亚裔学生以外，他们有一个共同点。
They all love money.
他们都喜欢钱。
That's all they talk about.
那个都是他们所在谈论的。
What do you study?
你念什么呢
？Software engineering.
软体。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because I want to make money.
因为我想要赚钱。
What if you're a pre-med?
如果你是那个医学预科的话。
They'll say fake things like I want to help people.
他们会说因为我要帮助别人。
But we all know that they want the $300,000-$400,000 salary.
但是我们都知道他们想要的是三四十万的薪水。
Where do you think they learned that from?
你们认为他们从哪里得到这个观念呢？
It might, yeah. You're saying it, I'm not saying it.
他们大部分是从他们的父母来得到这个观念。
This morning we're talking about the church in Laodicea.
今天我们要讲到老底嘉教会。
And this is from Revelation chapter 3 verses 14 to 22.
这是从那个启示录第三章第十四节到二十二节。
I chose this passage for a few reasons.
我选这段经文是有几个理由。
First, Laodicea is a lot like the Bay Area.
首先呢，老底嘉是很像那个湾区的环境。
They're hardworking.
他们工作非常的认真。
Their products are famous.
他们的产业很有名。
And most of them are rich.
大部分他们都很有钱。
For most of you who are working adults, you worked very hard to get here.
大部分的成年人，我们都很认真的工作，我们才能到这里来。
You worked very hard to afford to live in one of the most expensive parts of the country.
你很认真的工作，所以才能够负担得起在这个高消费的地方。
You're not lucky.
你并不是只有好
运气。You earned it.
你自己赢得了，赚得了。
You worked hard for it.
因为你非常努力的工作。
And so you want your kids to do the same thing.
所以你希望你的小孩跟你一样。
And so they work and work and work.
所以他们就一直很努力的工作。
And when they get to college, they think it's easier and then it gets even worse.
他们到了大学的时候呢，他们以为是简单，但是发现却是更难的。
They cry over their tests.
他们还要继续往上爬。
They have panic attacks.
他们就很紧张。
If they don't get an internship, they collapse.
如果他们没有得到那个暑期的那个工作机会的话，他们就不知道怎么办。
Because that's how we raise them.
因为这是我们养育他们的方式。
Jesus said you can only serve one master.
耶稣说你只能服侍一个主人。
Do we train our kids to serve the world?
我们是不是在训练我们的小孩去服侍这个世界呢？
Or do we train our kids to serve Christ?
或者是我们训练我们的小孩去服侍基督。
This morning, I want to be very blunt for the sake of your kids.
今天早上呢，我要很大胆的来跟你的小孩讲。
Because of what I've seen, having worked with college students for 5 years now.
因为我从我在服侍大学生五年来，我所看到的。
The main idea for today, as you can see on the screen, is let Christ's love conquer worldliness.
我们今天早上要讲的是让基督的爱战胜你的世俗。
I'm not here to say just stop being worldly.
我不是说我们完全就没有完全就不世俗了。
I'm here to tell you to let Jesus' love be greater than the world.
我只是来教导你，让耶稣的爱能够大于这个世界。
Let's read the passage together from chapter 3 in Revelation verse 14. I'll read one verse at a time, and then Auntie Liwei will translate for me.
我们要开始来念这个章节，然后室友会念一段英文，我会念中文。
So Jesus says to the church, and to the angel of the church in Laodicea, write the words of the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of God's creation.
三章十四节，你要写信给老底家教会的使者说，那为阿门的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的说。
I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot.
我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你或冷或热。
So because you're lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth.
你既如温水，也不冷也不热，所以我必从我口中把你吐出去。
For you say, I am rich, I have prospered, I need nothing, not realizing that you are wretched and pitiable and poor and blind and naked.
你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
I counsel youTo buy from me gold refined by fire so that you may be rich, and white garments so that you may clothe yourselves, and the shame of your nakedness may not be seen, and salve to anoint your eyes so that you may see.
十八节，我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
Those whom I love, I reprove and discipline, so be zealous and repent.
凡我所疼爱的，我就责备管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。
Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and eat with him and he with me.
看啊，我站在门外叩门，若有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同坐席。
The one who conquers, I will grant him to sit with me on my throne, as I also conquered and sat down with the Father on his throne.
得胜的，我要赐他在我宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的，就应当听。
The first thing that we have to think about is how did the original audience understand this letter?
我们要看的是最早的那个信徒，他们怎么样能够了解这封信。
A lot of people talk about how they want to be on fire for Christ.
很多人都在讨论我们怎么样有热心来追求神。
And they're thinking about this passage.
但我们看看这段经文。
Jesus wants you to be hot.
耶稣要你能够热火热。
Jesus wants you to be sweaty.
耶稣要你能够流汗。
So when you worship, you have to raise your hands.
当你在崇拜的时候，你要举起你的手。
And everyone can smell you.
所以所有人都能看到你。
That's passion.
这个是我们的热爱。
You have to feel. You have to feel. That's what Jesus wants.
你要知道这是耶稣所要的。
And so people think about, oh, I just want to be passionate. They think about feeling.
所以很多人呢，都是讲到说他的感觉，他要有火热的心。
And they're frustrated because they don't feel like they used to.
因为他不再觉得，他不觉得他以前是这样子。
They remember a time when they felt really strongly when they sang with the church.
他们有几次呢？他们会觉得他们会很感动的说，他们对教会的热情。
And they missed that feeling.
然后呢，他们就开始后来呢就没有感觉了。
But the thing is, that's not how Laodicea would have understood these words.
但是那个老底家教会，他们没有办法了解这些话语。
Laodicea was famous for a few things.
老底家这个地方呢，它著名的有几个产业。
A banking industry.
银行。
Fashion.
时尚。
Healthcare.
健康产业。
Lots of rich people.
很多有钱的人。
And disgusting water.
还有很多的恶水，脏水。
Laodicea was infamous for its water.
老李家这个地方呢，它的水有很特别的地方。
I went to UCLA for my undergraduate studies.
我大学的时候是在 UCLA 念的。
But I grew up in Fremont.
但是我在 Fremont 长大。
Fremont water is really good.
Fremont 的水是很好的。
You go to Chinese restaurant, you get tap water, it tastes okay.
你到那个中国餐馆，你要个白水，那个水喝起来是可以的。
But the first night at UCLA, I brushed my teeth.
但是我第一天晚上在 UCLA 我刷牙的时候。
And the first thing I noticed was the water.
我第一件注意到的事情就是水。
It's worse than metal.
那个是很差的。
It's, if metal could mold, that's what it tasted like.
就像那个金属会溶了一样。
Laodicea was the same.
老底家是一样的。
They didn't have good water.
他们没有好的水。
They actually didn't have water.
其实他们是没有水的。
So there were two cities nearby. Two cities.
Oh, 它附近有两个城市。
There was Hierapolis and there was Colossae.
Yeah, 在上面有那个希拉波利斯，然后在下面有哥罗西。
Now, Hierapolis was famous for its hot springs.
希拉波利斯呢，它是以它的热温泉著名。
Tourists would go all the way there to sit in their hot springs.
很多游客呢会到那里去呢，就是为了泡那个温泉。
They were famous because they were supposed to have healing properties.
他们这个有名声，是因为这个温泉对身体是有帮助的。
Colossae was in the south.
哥罗西是在南边。
And Colossae was famous for its cold spring water.
哥罗西呢，它是以它的那个新鲜的那个冷水冷泉而闻著名。
You're on a hot day in summer, you drink water, you go, that was Colossae.
你知道在很热的天的时候你喝了一杯冰冷的水那是很舒服的。
Now, because Laodicea didn't have its own water, it had to borrow water from those two cities.
因为老底家没有水所以他要从这两个城市呢借水过来。
So they built long pipes between the cities and the water would flow down from each city.
所以他们就盖了那个 很长的水道所以那个水呢就会从这两个城市呢流到老底家。
So they had hot mineral water traveling 20 miles.
所以他们有那个热的温泉水呢，从20迈远的地方呢流过来。
And they had cold spring water traveling up 20 miles.
他们也有那个冷泉呢，也是经过20英里呢来流到老李家。
You know what you get?
你知道他们得到的是什么吗？
Disgusting lukewarm water.
就是很不好的这个不冷不热的水。
So when Jesus says, you are neither hot nor cold, that's what he means.
所以耶稣呢他说你不冷又不热呢就是这个原因。
You're not like Hierapolis.
你也不像那个希拉波利斯。
Your water is not like refreshing hot spring water.
你的水呢不是像那个热的温泉一样新鲜的。
You don't heal.
就没有那个医治的作用。
You don't bring people back to life.
你没有办法把生命带给别人。
As a church, you're not helping people in need.
以一个教会来讲，你没有帮助别人的需要。
You're not healing the people around you.
你没有办法去医治你周围的人。
And you're not like Colossae either.
你也不像哥罗西。
You're not like cold spring water.
不像哥罗西的那个冷泉。
You're not refreshing.
你没有办法让人有这个新鲜清新的那个水。
You don't help the weak.
你没有办法去帮助那些软弱的。
You don't encourage people.
你也没有办法去鼓励别人。
You know what they do?
你知道他们怎么做吗？
They do nothing.
他们什么都没做。
They were good for nothing.
他们呢是什么都没做。
So Jesus says, because you're neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out.
所以耶稣说，因为你既不冷也不热，所以我即将要把你吐出来。
Worldliness renders believers useless.
世俗呢，使得信徒呢变得无用。
Let me say that one more time because you need to hear this. Worldliness renders you useless.
我再说一遍，世俗使得信徒变得没有用。
Because if you're busy serving money, how will you serve Christ?
如果你是忙着在赚钱的话，你怎么会有时间来服侍主？
How did they become like this?
那他们怎么会变成这样子呢？
I want to define worldliness for you.
我要来跟你们讲一下这个世俗。
I would like to define worldliness as complacent self-sufficiency.
我要来定义这个世俗呢，就是完全的自主。
You're so confident in what you can do for yourself. You're self-sufficient.
因为你自己能够自主，所以你很有信心的说你能做。
And then it makes you complacent in the church.
然后呢让你呢在教会里面呢就变得很自满。
Look in verse 17.
我们来看17节。
Jesus quotes them, for you say, I am rich. Verse
17. 17节你说我是富足。
This is something that, you know, a lot of us want.
这个是很普遍的事情。
I would love to be rich.
我也想要有钱。
Actually, you know, my parents didn't teach me to want to be rich.
事实上我的父母没有教导我要变成有钱。
It's because all of my friends' parents were engineers.
那是因为我所有朋友的父母都是工程师。
So I remember when I was six, my parents asked me, what would you like to do when you grow up?
我记得我六岁的时候我父母问我说你以后长大要做什么。
My wife had a very cute answer. My wife said she wants to be a cashier at a grocery store because they get to take all the money.
我的太太说她想要在那个超级市场做收钱员，因为她可以收到钱。
You don't need to teach a Chinese kid to want money.
你不需要去教中国的小孩去要喜欢钱。
This is something that affects all of us.
这些呢是影响到我们所有的人。
But when you become rich, isn't that a great feeling?
但是当你有钱的时候，这是一个很好的感觉吗？
You can feel secure.
你可能会觉得很安全。
You know that you're set for retirement.
你知道你的那个退休的目标。
You want to save it up for your kid's college.
你要为你的儿女的那个大学存学费。
You want to help pay for their wedding.
你要想要帮他们付他们婚礼的费用。
And maybe you want to help them with a down payment on their house.
也许你要给他们首期款来买房子。
They can't do it without you.
他们没有你就没有办法生存。
But all of this is good. Think about it. This is all good, right?
但是这些是好的事情。
So when does it become bad?
但是什么时候变成不好的呢？
It's when you love money.
当你开始爱钱的时候。
It's when you serve money.
当你开始来服侍钱的时候。
It's when all you can think about is money.
当你满脑子想的都是钱的时候。
When all you teach your kids about is money.
当你教你的儿女只是钱的时候。
Second, Jesus says, I have prospered.
第二点，耶稣说，我已经发了财。
This is talking about how hard they worked.
这是在讲说他们是怎么样努力的工作。
The Laodiceans weren't lucky, they were hard working.
老底家人呢并不是运气好，而是他们很认勤奋的工作。
So when they say I have prospered, it means I made it.
所以当他们说我已经发了财了，那就表示说他已经做到了。
I worked hard for 10 and 20 years and now I'm here.
我很认真的工作十二十年，所以我现在能够到达现在这个地位。
I can be comfortable.
我可以很舒适的生活。
I can buy as many Louis bags as I want.
我可以买很多名包。
As many Teslas as I want.
我可以买很多好的车。
Because I worked hard.
因为我很努力的工作。
They were proud.
他们非常的骄傲。
They were proud because they knew that they earned it.
他们很骄傲，因为他们知道这些是他们勤奋工作得来的。
Now the third thing they say is, I need nothing.
第三件事，他们说我一样都不缺。
Self-sufficiency.
他们的自足。
I have everything.
我有所有的东西。
But Jesus wants to tell them the truth.
但是耶稣想要教他们真理。
They're empty.
他们是空缺的。
You say you're rich and you're prospered and you have everything.
你说你是富足的，你已经发了财了，你有一样都不缺。
But in verse 17, Jesus says they have nothing.
但是在第十七节，耶稣说：“你什么都没有。”
They have so much money and they have so much security, but Jesus says you are wretched and poor.
他们有很多的钱，他们有很多的那个安全，但是耶稣说你是。
They say they worked hard, but they were blind.
他们说他们很努力的工作，但是他们是他们是眼瞎的。
They couldn't see how foolish they were.
他们没有办法看到他们是多么的愚昧。
They glorified themselves, but they were naked and pitiable.
他们高举他们自己，但是他们自己却是赤身的，而且可怜的。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because they gave up the only thing they couldn't lose.
因为他们得到了一件事情，他们没有办法失去的。
Because they wanted to gain what they couldn't keep.
因为他们想要得到他们能够留住的。
Jesus wants you to think big picture.
耶稣希望你能够看到一个 更大的一个图画。
He wants you to think about eternity.
他想要你能够看到永生。
Maybe you'll live 90 years.
也许你活了90岁。
Maybe you'll live 100 years.
也许100。
If you're Japanese, you live 110 years.
如果你是日本人的话，你可以活超过100岁。
110 years in the scale of eternity is less than a piece of dust.
110岁跟那个永生来比的话，只是一个小小的一个点。
We are so content in our small lives that we don't realize how big the world is.
我们非常满足于我们自己这个小小的生命，而忽略了这整个大的图画。
We're so excited about the little things in front of us that we don't realize that we are made for eternity.
我们常常会很高兴的，我们一点点的事情，但是我们忘了我们被创造是为了永生。
Because they wanted to gain the world so badly, they lost Jesus.
因为他们一直要追求这个世界，所以他们失去了耶稣。
A lot of times, we talk about falling away as a big event.
很多时候呢，我们在讲到远离神呢，是一个很大的一件事情。
It's catastrophic.
这是一个灾难。
Someone gets up in the middle of a sermon and they yell and leave the room.
有些人呢，在那个在这个崇拜当中呢，他们站起来大声讲话，然后就离开了。
Someone commits adultery and takes people away.
有些人呢，他们犯了奸淫罪，然后就离开了。
Someone in leadership steals money from the church and then runs away.
有些教会的领导人呢，偷了教会的钱，然后就离开了。
These are the things we think.
这些事情我们想想这些事情。
But falling away, if you look at Laodicea, is different.
但是如果你看到那个老底家呢，他们远离神呢是有一点不一样的。
Falling away is slow.
远离神呢是一个很缓慢的。
It's quiet.
是一个很安静的。
It starts in your heart.
是从你的心开始。
The less and less you care about Christ, then the more and more you care about the world.
你越来越不在乎基督的话，你会越来越在乎这个世界。
I want you to notice something in this passage.
我希望你能够注意到这段经文。
Look with me in chapter 3, verse 20.
我们来看那个三章二十节。
The first sentence, Jesus says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
他说，看啊，我站在门外叩门。
Why is Jesus knocking on the door of his own church?
为什么耶稣呢，要在他的教会面门外呢去来敲门。
It's because they pushed him out.
因为教会的人把耶稣呢挤出去了。
Because Laodicea had no room for Jesus.
因为老底家的教会呢，他们在教会里面没有空间给耶稣。
Because their hearts were so full of the world that they didn't want Jesus.
因为他们的心里充满了世俗化的东西，他们没有耶稣。
And notice that they are still called the Church of Laodicea.
但是注意，他们还是叫他们自己是老底家教会。
They still sing.
他们还是有罪。
They take communion.
但是他们还是拿圣餐。
They baptize people.
他们还是受洗。
They had pastors preach.
他们在教会里面还是有传道人来讲道。
But there is no Jesus.
但是却没有耶稣。
Be very careful that you don't push Jesus out of your church.
我们要小心，我们不要把耶稣挤到我们教会外面。
And more importantly, be very careful that you haven't pushed Jesus out of your own heart.
更重要的是，我们也不要把耶稣从我们的心里推出去。
Laodicea is not the only church like this.
老底家教会呢，并不是只有老底家教会这么做。
They were a hollow church.
他们是一个很不好的教会。
通心 ，right? 通心 is that hollow? Like 通心菜 ，right?Laodicea was an empty church.
老底家教会是一个很空虚的教会。
You can only serve one master.
你只能服侍一个主。
If you're too busy serving the world, you cannot be serving Christ.
如果你全心全意的在追求外面的世界，你没有办法来服侍耶稣。
And let me make another thing very clear.
然后我们再来看另外一件事情。
When I say serving Christ, I don't mean serving in church.
当我说服侍耶稣，我不是说服侍教会。
A non-Christian can lead worship just fine.
对非教非基督徒来讲，他可以来崇拜。
A non-Christian can lead Bible study.
有一些非基督徒他也可以来带领这个查经。
If you're smart enough, you can do it.
如果你够聪明的话，你可以做的。
If people like you, you can get away with it.
如果有人喜欢你的话，你也可以的。
You don't need to be a Christian to be in a church.
你不需要是一个真实的基督徒，在教会里面你不需要是一个真实的基督徒。
We are so good at sinning, we can make Christian things worldly.
我们呢在这方面呢，我们常常犯罪，就是我们会属属灵的事情呢变得世俗化。
Okay, now, I personally understand.
我个人来讲，我很了解。
I'm also a worship leader.
我是一个崇拜的带领崇拜的人。
I've led worship for 15 years.
我带领的崇拜有大概有15年。
It's so easy to make it a performance.
这个很容易就变成了一个在台上的表现。
It's so easy to say, oh, wow, you play piano or guitar so well.
有很容易就说别人会说，哦，你弹吉他，你弹钢琴弹得很好。
We love how passionate you are when you sing.
看看你在唱歌的时候，你是多么有热情。
It can be a performance.
可以，这些可以是一种台上的表现。
We can take Christian things and make them worldly.
我们可以使属灵的事情呢变得世俗化。
These are the lies of worldliness.
这些呢就是世俗的谎言。
The lie is that you can serve both masters.
世俗的谎言就是你可以服侍两个主。
The truth is that you can only serve one.
真实事实上是你只能服侍一个主。
I said earlier that the solution is not just stop being worldly.
我刚刚一个开始的时候，我提到就是说，我们解决问题的方法不是说我们不要变得，我们完全不世俗化。
I think the solution is to behold the love of Christ.
我认为，就是说我们要做的是看着耶稣的爱。
Let's go back to chapter 3, verse 20.
我们回到那个三章二十节。
We see that Christ pursues.
我们看到耶稣来追求。
He could have given up.
他可以放弃。
He could have just left the church completely.
他可以就是完全离开那个教会。
But it's because he still loves them that he still knocks on the door.
因为他还是爱他们的，所以他持续的来敲门。
They claim to love him, but he knew they didn't.
这些人，他们说他们是爱耶稣的，但是。
Oh, it's very obvious when someone doesn't love you.
当有人不喜欢你的时候，那是非常明显的。
I've been married to Dorothy for almost 5 years now.
我已经结婚快五年了。
We have a very happy marriage.
我们的婚姻很好。
But imagine, just an example, okay, not real, just an example.
Okay, 想象一件事情，这个只是一个例子，不是真正的事实。
Let's say I only loved her when I saw her.
我假设我只有看到她的时候呢，我会才是爱她的。
I'm only faithful to her when I see her.
我只有看到她的时候呢，我对她才是忠心的。
But every other hour, I want someone else.
但是其他的时候呢，我去找别人。
It's obvious, isn't it?
这是很明显的嘛。
It's obvious that I don't love her.
这是很明显的，我并不爱她。
Do you think you fool Jesus?
你认为你能够骗耶稣吗？
You love Jesus for 4 hours a week at church?
你是。一个礼拜有四个小时在教会里面爱耶稣。
Who do you love the rest of the hours?
那其他的时间你爱谁呢？
But Jesus is still pursuing you.
但是耶稣还是继续的来找你。
He knows how little you love him.
他知道你对他的爱就这么一点点。
But he still is chasing after you.
但是他还是继续的来找你。
This is the grace of God.
这个就是神的恩典。
That we don't love him, but he still loves us.
我们并不爱他，但是他还是持续的爱我们。
The way to overcome your love for the world is not just stop being worldly.
来战胜这个世俗呢，并不是说你不要变得世俗。
You have to understand how great Jesus' love is for you.
你要了解耶稣对你的爱是有多大。
It's a love that doesn't give up on you.
这个爱，因为这个爱呢，他从来没有放弃过你。
It's a love that chases after you.
因为这个爱呢，他持续的来找你。
Okay, let me compare the two for you, okay?
好。
We have two different loves, two different loves.
好，他说我来，我们有两种爱，我们来做个比较。
We have the world and we have Jesus.
这是世俗的，这是耶稣的。
The world wants your love, but it doesn't love you.
这个世界呢，要你的爱，但是他不爱你。
Let me say it again. The world wants your love, but it does not love you.
这个世界呢，要你的爱，但是它并不爱你。
The world wants you to work very hard for it.
这个世界呢，要你非常非常努力的工作。
The world wants you to work overtime for it.
这个世界呢，要你时常的加班工作。
And not get paid overtime.
而不要付你加班费。
The world wants you to sacrifice your marriage and your kids for it.
这个世界呢，要你来牺牲你的婚姻，还有你的小孩。
But once it's done with you, it will throw you away.
但是呢，当他用完你的时候，他就把你丢掉。
You'll get replaced by a 20-something old person who can do the same work as you for less money than you.
你会被一个更年轻、付更少钱的人呢来代替你的工作。
The world wants you to love it, but it does not love you.
这个世界呢？要你去爱他，但是他并不爱你。
The world wants you to be stressed over it.
这个世界呢，他要你去用尽全力去。
The world wants you to break your back for it.
这个世界呢，他希望你能够 break. Okay. 他希望你能够工作到身体不行。
That's the world.
这个是世界。
But Jesus is different.
但是耶稣呢，另外一位耶稣呢是不一样的。
Because he lived for you.
因为他是为你而活。
He wept for you.
他为你哭泣。
He lived a perfect life for you.
他过了完美的生活，他为你过了完美的生活。
He prays for you.
他来赞美你。
He is pulling you.
他来扶持你。
He went to the cross for you. 十字架。
十字架。
Why?
他为你背负十字架。
He died for you.
他为你而死。
Look, you can chase a world that doesn't love you.
你可以来追求这个世界，但这世界不爱你。
Or you can go to Jesus.
或者你可以转向耶稣。
The world wants you to chase it to death.
这个世界呢，要你追求一直到你死。
Jesus pursued you to his death.
耶稣呢，来追求你呢，直到他上十字架。
That's the grace of God.
这个是神的恩典。
Second, Christ also restores.
第二点呢，耶稣呢来重建我们。
In verses 18 to 20, he says three different things.
在十八节到二十节，他说三件事情。
He's talking about Laodicea's three most famous industries.
他讲到那个老底家三个很重要的一个工业。
He's talking about gold and clothes and sight.
他讲到金子，还有衣服，还有眼药水。
He says, "Look, you want gold? I'll give you real gold."
他说，如果你要金的话，我给你真的金。
He promises you an inheritance that's imperishable and undefiled and unfading and kept for you.
他答应你，就是你的传承永远不会被毁坏，永远也不会被玷污，也不会褪色，而且他会为你留着这些东西。
Whatever treasure you get in this world, you can't keep it.
你从这个世界得到的东西，你没有办法永远留着。
Jesus is offering you real value.
耶稣呢，给你真正的保障。
He also wants you to give you, he wants to give you real confidence.
他也希望给你一个真正的信心。
Because if you put your faith in Jesus, there's no more condemnation for you.
如果因着你的信实呢，你就再也没有被责备了。
Jesus already paid for your sins.
耶稣已经为你的信付上代，为你的罪付上代价。
And think about it, he's telling this to the Laodiceans.
想想看，他是对老底家的人讲这些话。
They have every reason to be ashamed.
他们有很多的理由呢，能够感到羞愧。
But Jesus is still pursuing them. He's saying, "Come be free."
但是耶稣呢，还是继续的来追求他们，来找他们。
And last, he wants to give them real wisdom.
最后呢，他要给他们真正的智慧。
He wants to give them real sight.
他要给他们真正的能够看眼睛能够看得到的。
He wants to help them see the lies of the world for what they are.
他要他们能够看到他们的生活是什么样的一个状况。
At the end of verse 20,
在二十节最后
，He invites them to eat with him.
他邀请他们呢与他一同坐席。
This is about relationship.
这是有关于关系。
For them, if you invite someone to sit at your table, it means that they accept you.
对他们来讲，他们如果邀请你一同坐席，表示他接受你了。
After all this, Jesus is still saying, "I will accept you."
经过这些事情呢，耶稣还是跟他们说，我会接受你。
If you be zealous and repent.
如果你能够悔改。
Last,
he
blesses.
他祝福他们。
In verses 21 and 22, he invites them to sit on the throne.
在21节到22节，他邀请他们跟他一起坐在宝座上。
This is the grace of God.
这是神的恩典。
They wanted to build their own thrones.
他们想要建造他们自己的宝座。
They wanted to be their own kings and queens.
他们想要做他们自己的王。
You know what that is? That's treason.
你知道那是什么吗？
Because they see God the king and they say, you're not king, I am.
因为他们看到神呢是王，但是他们说你不是王，我才是。
But Jesus even now is still offering this to them.
但是在这个时候呢，耶稣还是给他们承诺给他们这个。
If you return to me, I'll give you real honor.
如果你转回向我，我会给你真正的荣耀。
I'll give you real blessing.
我会给你真正的祝福。
This is the love of Christ.
这是神基督的爱。
So I want to put this to a very simple question for you.
所以我今天有个很简单的问题给你。
Who will you choose?
你选择谁呢？
We'll talk more practically tomorrow morning.
我们明天早上呢还会讲一些比较我们能够做到的事情。
But this morning I want to start with your hearts.
但是今天早上呢，我希望能够从你的心开始。
Let's pray together.
我们来祷告。
Or Jesus, we see your love clearly.
基督，我们看到你的爱。
But we confess that a lot of times we don't want it.
但是我们要悔改，我们要来承认，我们很多时候我们不要。
We confess that we want what we want.
我们有时候呢，只是要我们想要的。
So we ask that you would change our hearts.
所以我来请你来改变我的心思意念。
Give us a real love for you.
给我们真正的自由。
Help us to return to you.
帮助我们回转向你。
In your name we pray.
奉你的名祷告。
阿门。